Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, and from our crucified and risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Please be seated. I love to grow things. I get a lot of satisfaction out of planting a garden and then sort of harvesting what comes off the plants. And granted, I don't really do a whole lot of work. It's just the watering and the weeding and that sort of thing. But, you know, but it's really nice when you all of a sudden go, look at how all of my hard work paid off. For the past 2 years, I have planted a garden. There's been tomatoes and peppers and peas and cucumbers, most of them from a seed. Right, you plant them real early, and then you put them outside, and then you sort of harden them up, and then you put them into the ground. And last year, I had a lush, beautiful, green 10 by 10 garden right in the back corner of the yard. And I was so excited because the garden did so well that I expanded it. So this year, it's 10 by 20. The only problem is that this year, there are less plants in it than there were last year. Because the truth is that I'm not always great at gardening. I mean, right now I have some little green tomatoes that are on the cusp of ripening. I actually picked my first jalapeno yesterday, which I was super excited about. Cucumber plants have nice flowers on them. But while I wish I could say I'm always successful, I'll tell you that already this year I stepped on a little tiny pepper plant. I accidentally plucked out one of my tomatoes thinking it was a weed. Last year, I overwatered some of my potted plants, and this year, I underwatered some of my melons. The truth is that I'm not always successful at gardening because the conditions aren't right, either because of me and something I've done, or sometimes things just don't grow. And I haven't quite figured out what it is yet, but I will. I'll get to the bottom of it. The bottom line is that every plant you plant, every plant I plant, will not necessarily grow to maturity. And this is what Jesus talks about in our text for today. Jesus is telling us all about planting seeds. And he's very, very specific about what the seed is. The seed is God's word. And what does God do with that word? Well, he's kind of like a lunatic. Right? He takes the seed of his word and he throws some on the sidewalk and he throws some into the rocks and he throws some amongst the weeds and then also, of course, he throws some into where he thinks it'll grow. But the whole thing is, why would God sow seed in places where it's not going to grow? Why would he ever do something like that? And it's because God's word is for everyone. He's willing to take the chance because maybe, just maybe, it might grow there. Now, the word that God is sowing is this word of Christ. Faith comes through hearing, hearing through the word of Christ. God wants everyone to know, no matter who they are, that Jesus Christ has been crucified and risen for the sins of the world, for everybody. And so these different sort of soils in our parable explain the differences in where God's word is sown. The road, the rocks, the weeds, and the good soil. The question before us this morning is, what kind of soil are you? Are you the soil in the road? The soil that's been firmed and packed down, and it's so hard at this point that the seed can't even penetrate into it. You know, a biblical example of this might be Pharaoh. Right, Pharaoh, he got to hear the word of God through the voice of Moses. He got to see the miracles that God brought down upon the land of Egypt in the form of 10 plagues. He got to see the glory, how powerful, how strong God is. And yet he still hardened his heart. Now you might know somebody who you've spoken the word of the Lord to maybe umpteen times and they still don't believe. Maybe it's because the promises are too good to be true. Or maybe they're too burdened with their own sin that they just can't believe that there would be a God gracious enough to forgive them. And it's truly a sad state of being when the word of God is put on somebody, but they just don't receive it. They refuse to take it for themselves. But rest assured, you are not the soil in the road. But if you're not that firm soil in the road, what kind of soil are you? Well, as we follow the parable, the next one, might you be the rocky soil? I mean, the rocky soil, some Christians, they'll expect Christianity to be an emotional experience, to give you an emotional high, to make you feel good. Or some might expect Christianity to be a bountiful life. Well, I'm a believer, God. I've been faithful. I've done what you've asked me to do. Lord, why aren't you blessing me with earthly abundance? And folks who think that Christianity is an emotional high, and folks who think Christianity is supposed to be a life of abundance, they have no root. They're the rocky soil. The seed is planted, and certainly they believe in Jesus. But they don't believe in a Jesus who tells them that he will be with them always, even in the midst of persecution. They want a feel-good Jesus. My friends, the first time persecution comes, they fall away. Because they haven't been informed by the words of Scripture. They know the very basics, but they haven't been given the depth of the Word. That way their roots might sink deep. That way their faith might be unshakable, because they know that God is with them even in the hardest times of their life. And so they fall away. But rest assured, you aren't the rocky soil either. So you're not the soil in the road, and you're not the rocky soil. Well, what sort of soil are you? As we follow the parable, we get to the weedy soil. Right? The weeds are no good in the garden. If you've ever grown weeds, you know weeds might be established in the garden. If you throw seed down, they're not going to get the sort of sunlight they need. The weeds are going to steal the nutrients from the soil, and they're going to absorb all the water. And so the plants you want can't grow the way they should. Weeds are no good. And so the Word of God, when it is sown alongside these weeds, it's the people who want the best of both worlds. I'm going to go to church on Sunday and have my sins forgiven. And then for the rest of the week, I'll do whatever I want. I'll just leave this Christianity thing behind. Leave God's word behind. I'll live whatever sort of life I want, because I know God will always be there for me on Sunday. They can play lip service to the confession of their sins, saying, "I am heartily sorry for them," and then live their lives completely the opposite. And they think they're okay. My friends, God's word and the cares of this life can never exist together. Because what happens is the cares of this world will choke out the faith. Literally, snuff it out. That way there is no faith any longer. People who want to live in their sin and also live as a Christian, it doesn't work that way. You cannot serve both God and mammon. Mammon being the things of this world, the riches, the money, the stuff. Because eventually faith dies. Not to worry though. You're not the weedy soil either. Which soil are you? Well, I'm sure you've figured it out by now. There's only four kinds. You are the good soil. And the truth is that you can't pick the kind of soil you want to be. By the time you go, "Oh Lord, I want to be the good soil," it means you already are. That God has already made you that soil. You see, this parable isn't prescriptive. It's not telling us what kind of soil we ought to be. It's just telling us the state of the world. In this world, there are four kinds of people. There are people who will not receive God's word. There are people who care more about the riches and the things of this life. And there are the people who is the third kind of soil, which is escaping me at this moment. The rocky soil people who have no depth of root. Okay, who have not been grounded well in the truths of Scripture. And then there's the good soil. Those are the only four kinds of soil that exist. That is the way that the world works. And so as the word goes out into the world, as people hear this word of God, there are only four different reactions. There are only four things that ever happen. And it all coincides with these different kinds of soil. But for you, you are the good soil. We all know that seeds need water, right? If you plant a seed in the ground, the first thing you do is water it, right? Or at least if you're planting on a small scale. For farmers, I guess we can't really control the rain or anything. But you know, if you're planting a garden, you know, you put your seed or you put your plant and then you water it in. Because we know that water is good to help seeds grow. Well, where do we see water in the church? But the baptismal font. In baptism, God places the seed of faith in you and he waters it. He connects you to the death and resurrection of his son. And he says, you're forgiven. You're taken care of. There is nothing left for you to do. You have salvation. And that seed is planted. And every time you remember that baptism, the roots of your faith grow deeper. And the word of God becomes more and more a part of you. You guys all came here for a reason this morning, right? To receive the word of the Lord. Whether it's from the lectern when we read from Scripture, whether it's from the words of a sermon, even in your daily lives as you open the Scriptures, it doesn't matter if you've heard it for the first time or you're hearing the same message for the 1,000th time. Every time you hear the Word of God preached, every time you read or hear the Word of God from Scripture, the roots of God's Word grow deeper and deeper into your faith is strengthened more and more. And granted, this morning we don't have the opportunity for the Lord's Supper, but on those opportunities that we do come to the Lord's house and we receive the very body and blood given and shed for us, there are very specific words spoken in the dismissal. Now may the true body and blood of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ both strengthen and preserve you in the true faith. Because the Lord's Supper feeds your faith. The Lord's Supper strengthens your faith, and the roots of God's Word grow deeper and deeper into you. So often we think of these things as fundamental, right? Well, we've heard a million sermons on baptism. We've heard a million sermons on the Word. We've heard a million sermons, well, I guess maybe not a million, but you know, we've heard a bunch of sermons on the Lord's Supper. And it's so easy for us to go, oh, that's what we get every Sunday. Well, every Sunday, your faith is being strengthened. Every Sunday, you are more and more rooted in to God's promise. That Jesus has been crucified for you. That he shed his blood for you. That he was victorious 3 days later as he came forth from the grave for you. You are forgiven. That's what it means to be good soil. Because I know that for many of you, you are in this church Sunday in and Sunday out. You long for, you desire, you crave the Word of God. And so it's yours. On this Sunday and every Sunday to come, know that you are the good soil. You are those who have heard the word. You are those who have received the gift of forgiveness and salvation only through the death and resurrection of Jesus. And my friends, it's good to be the good soil. In Jesus' name, amen. Now may the peace of God, which far surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.